You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
These are the times that try men's souls. In the course of our nation's history, the people have rallied bravely whenever the rights of men have been threatened. Today, a new crisis has arisen. Citizens, hear me out. This could happen to you.
People think I'm controversial, but the truth is, I'm a nice guy. And we're going to have a lot of fun tonight.
I'm upset, outraged, and angered.
Everything you said was all a lie?
What I say is what I say.
Okay, I want a damn concerted effort. This is a god last damn time. Yeah. I want somebody to use his brain.
This is a job for
John Peterson.
And
Party
Young.
You're from the 60s.
I will tell you, this is going to be something special.
Just a show about nothing.
I don't have any answers for you. I don't give interviews. I just want to be left alone.
Hell, I like you. You can come over to my house and my sister.
What is this? Ponderous, man. Ponderous. Ponderous.
Very ponderous. Very ponderous. WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Happy Monday.
Yeah.
First day in the new studio, episode number 351 for John and Gordy here. But brand new studio. It's got that new studio smell.
You can smell it from Formica.
You can't smell it for Mike. Yes. It's beautiful. I mean, they did a bang-up job on this.
It's really something else. We have a tabletop runway right here.
We could play ping-pong in here during the break.
We could have ping-pong.
Wow. It is 7 minutes past the hour.
You
could
sit on that end. I'll sit on this end.
I know. I'm saying we could get rid of
the monitor.
Yeah. It's going to be a nice day, high around 45. Right now it's 31 degrees. We'll see sunshine later. Right now it's pretty cloudy. And, John, I know you've been waiting for this very moment. It's time to launch our Text to Win contest, Break into Spring. It's a statewide contest here on Civic Media. And happening now, in fact, it'll happen during our 7 o'clock hour, our 11 o'clock hour, 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. throughout the Civic Media Network. You'll have four chances to enter every day, Monday through Friday, this week and next week. And we will have daily chances to win a Chula Vista getaway. Fantastic. Milwaukee Brewer Club level tickets or $100 cash. Those are the daily prizes. Plus, every entry puts you into the grand prize drawing for a brand new queen size mattress set from Verlo Mattress of Madison. So here's what you want to do. Download the Civic Media app and be listening throughout the day. Okay, so you're ready for the first Text to Win keyword? Here it is. And the word this time is grow, G-R-O-W, grow, okay? It's a Text to Win Break into Spring statewide contest. Grow is the word this hour, so you text that in before 8 o'clock. And if you are the winner for today, you will win $100 cash. So again, keyword this hour is grow.
All right.
Here we go.
All right.
And the texts are already starting to come in.
That's right.
Almost immediately.
That's right.
Yes.
Idiocracy continues.
Okay.
And this time, as we promised, the older gentleman who attended a hearing to support anti-trans bills, okay? In our state.
Okay.
And after hearing the individuals who stood up for the transgender community, changed his mind.
Yes.
So let's check out how this all happened.
Yeah. Okay.
So, all right, Larry, the floor is yours. You got 2 minutes.
First of all, I'd like to apologize to you people. I was invited here to give my support for Bill 401. I have very little knowledge of gay people and things like that there. So when I came here, my eyes were open. I was one of the critics that sat on the side and made the decisions. There was only two genders. So I got an education that was unbelievable. And I don't know just exactly how to say this, but my perspective for people have changed. So I don't want to take up no more of your time. I'd like to apologize for being here, and I learned a very lot about this group of people.
Wow.
Wow. That's amazing.
Isn't that just wonderful?
Good for him.
It's heartwarming.
Speaking from the heart there.
Yeah, that was fantastic. I checked out a few comments after this story. Here's one. People who are willing to admit when they are wrong are far stronger and braver than those who would double down on their mistakes, whether out of fear, of rejection, or insecurity. And here's another comment. It's incredible that this isn't completely apparent to everyone, but petulance, dishonesty, and intolerance are signs of extreme weakness. Humbleness and accountability requires great strength and integrity. And that man showed that.
Yeah, it's amazing. Now, you can tell just from the sound of his voice, you know, and I'm not generalizing, but he sounds like an older gentleman.
Well, yes.
Most likely, right?
Yep.
And, you know, he's speaking right off the top of his head and from his heart.
He even apologized for changing his mind.
Yeah. Well, there
it
is.
You have one less vote. Mm-hmm. All right. And that's great stuff.
It is.
It really is. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of thing that you get at these hearings. You get both sides, and you can listen to both sides and see which one sounds
more
like
reasonable.
They're ranting all the time. Or just reasonable and kind and gentle and caring about other people.
All right.
Now, let's get to this. I'm amazed that there hasn't been more talk about ousting out Elon Musk from Tesla. I every time they talk about Tesla and, you know, the burning Teslas and the dealerships, they never bring up the fact that there are people at Tesla, the investors, that want to see him leave. All right. And this was the very first person that came out. This is Ross Gerber. He's a top Tesla investor. And he came out with this comment. Let's listen.
I think we all make choices with our time, and Elon doesn't get more than 24 hours a day just because he's Elon. So we make choices. All of us do. Do we spend time with our family? Do we go golfing? Do we work? And how we do this is, you know, each individual chooses. And so Elon chooses to work, you know, all the time, but you can only work so many hours a day. So it's 24, right? And he sleeps. So there's no question he's been committed to his job at the government. That's where he's spending his time. He is not running Tesla. And, you know, that's why I'm going to say it. I think Tesla needs a new CEO. And I decided today I was going to start saying it. And so this is the first show that I'm saying it on. It's time for somebody to run Tesla. The business has been neglected for too long. There's too many important things Tesla is doing. So either Elon should come back to Tesla and be the CEO of Tesla and give up his other jobs, or he should focus on the government and keep doing what he's doing, but find a suitable CEO for Tesla.
So you are saying, essentially, if he's not prepared to quit that government job, he needs to go.
Yeah, I think it's time.
Yeah, I think so, too.
All right.
Go back to Tesla.
Well, that was the first comment. Yeah. Now the entire board is saying it's time to leave.
Really?
Yes, they want him to leave.
Mm.
They know he's not going to give up his top job controlling the entire United States. Right?
Right.
So one reader response said this: aside from the devastation to Tesla by Musk pissing customers off, Tesla needs to drastically bring down their prices to compete with Asian companies that have much better batteries and much better prices. And that is true. Now, we're trying to block out China from entering this market because of their EVs, but they've got fantastic, beautiful, extraordinarily incredible EVs out there.
You could buy, like, it's not a highway capable vehicle, but you could buy an EV on Amazon and have it shipped right to your door in a big crate. I've seen YouTube videos of people doing this. Yeah, you could just buy a car for like $10,000 and it'll get shipped right to your door in a crate.
Is it a Chinese vehicle?
Yes.
Oh, no kidding.
I don't know if that is still a thing that you can do now with tariffs in place, but
Well, even if you pay just a little bit more, $10,000, you put, you know, 25% more on it. Who cares, right? It's a lot.
Yeah,
it's a lot less than a Tesla.
It's a deal,
right?
And now, you know, they have made advances on charging the batteries in China. Yeah, you can. It takes as long to charge that battery as it is to fill up your car. with gas.
Is that it? Yes. Really? Like
That's how good it is now, and Tesla's not even close to that yet.
Have you seen any news about Tesla's becoming uninsurable with how much they're getting attacked? I forget what company it was. It was some small insurance company.
I would
company
believe that, yeah.
Has like declining to insure Cybertrucks now with how much like vandalism they're incurring with everything that's happening with Tesla.
It's amazing. Phone lines are open right now, 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK. You can call us or text us.
I thought this was interesting. The Cybertruck.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, somebody wrote about this, and the Cybertruck is very similar to a truck, a military truck used in apartheid.
Is that right?
So, not good.
No.
Well, anyway, the swastika car, we'll see if they survive, you know, having Elon as their CEO. This guy has got to step down. I have nothing against Tesla. It was an independent company. Elon came in and took credit for everything. He didn't have to, but he did.
Yeah, but he didn't start the company.
No, he didn't start the company. He didn't create the car or anything. He just, you know, looked at a few designs. He liked them and he influenced it that way, the design of the vehicle. But other than that, he really hasn't done it. He's not a technical whiz.
No.
He's the idea guy. He comes in, I got an idea, and then they have the tech department come up with his idea. Mm-hmm. But he isn't a tech guy. And all of these politicians seem to believe that he's a genius, tech genius. He's a brainiac, as one guy explained.
Brainiac.
You know, it's just, he isn't. He should step down because Tesla is a good manufacturer of vehicles. Of course, the Cybertruck is a disaster. It's losing parts on the highway. All of them have been recalled, you know, 8 times. Mm. So something has to happen. You know, Tesla can't handle this kind of bad publicity.
Yeah. He's got to go.
Yeah.
Right.
Definitely has to go.
This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. The Verlo Mismatch sale continues. This is the biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, the same Verlo, long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. So hurry in now. Save an additional 10% off of every single mattress and box spring. Wake up and sleep better. Verlo of Mattress of Madison, 2 locations, east side and west side. And go to verlo.com for more information. Our text to win contest continues here during the 8 o'clock hour. The texting word, the keyword is grow. You can text that into us at 608-879-8255. Again, the word is grow.
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 Oh, I do like that.
Okay. 19 past the hour. When we come back, we'll talk to Brittany Merlot, get the update on the weather all across southern Wisconsin. Here on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the Morning, and it's a beautiful morning.
Well, it's kind of cloudy.
I like this.
You like clouds and overcast conditions
like that? It's easy on the eyes.
Okay. Well, you're going to need your sunglasses later because you're going to see some sunshine later on this afternoon. And here to tell us more about what's happening weather-wise is WMDX meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Brittany. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, too bad. You know, I took a look at the radar yesterday, and it looked like you guys were getting some kind of storm up there.
Yes, we were. So I went home to visit family in Illinois. So I drove through the entire storm yesterday. I went from the heavy rain into your area all the way up to the transition of freezing rain into the heavy snow that I was getting hit with. I came home to 8 inches.
No.
Eight inches.
Wow. Are you kidding?
That's a lot.
What?
It looks more like winter right now than it did the entire winter. And it is that heavy, slushy, terrible type of snow that we never really get up here. So we came to a halt in the Northwoods.
No kidding.
That's it. Yep, things have stopped.
So we got none of that. I mean, there were a couple of flurries overnight here, but and a couple of sprinkles. But this morning, just kind of cloudy out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand it is going to brighten up and warm up a little bit this week, right?
Yes. So we're going to see the sunshine by this afternoon. It'll still stay breezy. Winds are at like 20, 30 miles per hour. It is knocking our temperature back to us feeling about 10 degrees cooler. And their highs today will hit the mid-40s. Tomorrow, sunny all day, mid-40s. And that sunshine lasts all week long, actually. We're going to hit the low 50s by Wednesday, some upper 50s on Thursday, even some low 60s on Friday.
Wow.
What? Wow.
But there's always...
Are you kidding? Really? No. 60s on Friday? All right.
Yeah, but it's going to come with a little bit of rain and then a kind of a lot of rain on Saturday. Mm. Yeah. Of course. There's always... Damn. We're going to warm up. We're going to get hit with something.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
We got a text in here, a weather text from Mark, who says, but have you looked at clouds from both sides now? So you do know... Do you know clouds at all? Have you heard that song, Brittany?
Oh, okay. Well, no.
Send in the clouds. So. No, it's actually Send in the Clowns. Anyway,
but yeah.
Never mind. Get back to the weather. So it's going to get into the 60s by Friday, and then what? I have a feeling then the other shoe drops, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Just rain, though, for you.
Oh, okay.
You're going to stay above freezing. Of course, the shoe will drop up north and give us some more snowfall, but looks like partly sunny, kind of turning into some rain by Friday night. Saturday looks wet and damp. Sunday does too. And then, of course, those temperatures slide, but only they're sliding to the low 50s by the end of the weekend. So really, not too bad.
All right.
Just a darker, drearier weekend, but a bright week.
All right. Sounds good for us, not for you.
Cool.
Yeah. Very right, good, Brittany. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
We'll talk
to you tomorrow. It's Brittany Merlot, WMDX Chief Meteorologist. Okay.
Oh, do I have time for a story here? I'm going to try to get to this story, you know.
Please do.
Who believes Elon Musk anyway? We were just talking about him. Who believes him? He has that concerned look. He has that businessman quality about him. Well, let's listen to Rachel Maddow talk about him as cut 209.
Okay.
All right, 209, Rachel Maddow describing why do we trust Elon?
Oh, yeah, why?
Upon Mr. Musk got online with his employees at his car company, and he begged his employees to not sell their stock in Tesla, which many Tesla executives and board members have recently done. He told his employees that things were about to become immeasurably better, unimaginably better.
Yes.
Quote, what's the most exciting future that you could possibly imagine? Quote, a future of abundance for all, where you could literally just have anything you want. Elon Musk explained to his employees that these unimaginably good times are right around the corner. He also told them they should really feel good about his assurances about the future because he has such a good track record of his predictions coming true.
Does he?
Only fair. Just a reminder of what his predictions have actually been like over time. This, for example, was Elon Musk speaking in 2017.
I think we're still on track for being able to go cross-country from L.A. to New York by the end of the year, fully autonomous. November or December of this year, we should be able to go all the way from a parking lot in California to a parking lot in New York.
Yeah, I love the part where he's like, November, maybe December. Like, he thinks it's speaking in 2017. This was in the following year, in 2018, saying, yeah, actually rescheduled. Now it's going to happen by 2019.
I think probably by end of next year, self-driving will encompass essentially all modes of driving and be at least 100 to 200% safer than a person by the end of next year.
So that was him in 2019 saying, no. That was him saying it would all be done by 2019. This was him in 2019 saying, no, maybe it'll be done by 2020. But by then, it's not going to be your own car. Going to be taxis.
Taxis
are going to be driving themselves by 2020.
All right.
You know, by the time none of these things came to pass, when he said they would come to pass, none of us cared because as of then, meaning as of now, we're all living on Mars.
Mm-hmm. I think if things go according to plan, we should be able to launch people probably in 2024 with arrival in 2025.
Yes.
Again, like he's just doing the math right there. You see him squint. We're going to be, how long will it take to... 2024, we're going to be shooting people off to Mars, and they'll get there by 2025.
He's calculating.
There it is, 2025. Yeah. Mars isn't nearly as hot as I thought it would be. These are the kinds of predictions that he has used to stoke the hype around himself and his companies, has driven him to the position that he's in now with our U.S. government. Meanwhile, in his actual businesses, Tesla stock has lost over 50% of its value in the past 3 months. Edmunds.com just reported that more people are trading in their Teslas than ever before. The share of Teslas among all cars they're seeing being traded in is 300% higher right now than it was this time last year. When J.P. Morgan radically slashed their forecast for Tesla sales this quarter, their analysts said this week, quote, "We struggle to think of anything analogous in the history of the automotive industry in which a brand has lost so much value so quickly." And that was before we found out that they were recalling nearly all Cybertrucks on the road for the eighth time, this time for the risk of pieces of the body coming loose and flying off in traffic.
That's not good. That's never a good thing. So there you go. Yeah. Mr. Hype, Mr. Confident Tone and Theatrical Calculating Squint Guy.
A little bit off on some of those predictions.
Yes.
Like all of them. Yes. Every single one.
But it sounds like he's thinking about it. Still calculating.
Sound good. He sounds good. Like he knows what he's saying.
He does.
Okay. 29 past the hour. We've got a Midwest Farm Report coming up, and then we'll be talking with folks from the Western Dane Democracy Project right here on John and Gordy in the Morning, 92.7 WMDX Madison.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Wine, the only fancy French wine sold in a handy, resealable cardboard carton, 49 cents a quart or 89 cents a gallon. Sure, you pay a few pennies more, but it's worth it.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning on a beautiful, cloudy Monday morning.
It may be cloudy now, but we'll see sunshine later and a high near 45 this afternoon. Right now it's 31. Our Text to Win contest is underway, the Break into Spring Text to Win statewide contest. Starting today, you'll have four chances to enter. In fact, we are in a keyword hour right now. The keyword this hour is grow. You just need to text that to us at 608-879-8255 or use the Civic Media app. It's free to download. You can text right from the app. You'll have four chances to enter today, 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. You can enter as many times as you want during those hours. Again, the keyword this hour is grow. If you are the winner of the prize for today, it's $100 cash, and that's what we're looking at for today. Every entry puts you into our grand prize drawing for a brand-new queen-size mattress set from Verlo Mattress of Madison. So download the Civic Media app. Be listening each and every day, Monday through Friday, this week and next week. Again, we'll have keywords at 7 o'clock, 11, 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. You have until 8 o'clock to text us the word GROW to be entered into the contest. There are other great prizes, too. The daily prizes include a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets, and this hour, the prize is $100 cash. So get those entries in. Okay.
John? Welcome in the studio for the very first time, the Western Dane Democracy Project. We welcome Lori Silverberg and Wes Marner. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good to have you both with us.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning. So let's get started here. Just Lori, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about the Western Dane Democracy Project. What's this all about, and how did you come up with this?
Great. Well, thank you again for having us. We are a grassroots group of everyday citizens, and we are concerned about the rise of authoritarianism in this country. We literally started in my living room about 6 weeks ago. It was late January, about 10 days after the inauguration. And I think, like many people, I was feeling sad, upset, worried about the state of this country. And this is really out of character for me, but I basically sent an e-blast to almost everybody in my contact book who lived in the area. And kind of wrote and said, this is what I'm feeling. This is what I'm reading. This is what I'm doing now. And I ended really with a call to action. Does anybody want to get together and just process what's going on and talk about what we can do next and where we can go with this? Well, I got a flood of responses, far more than I expected. I thought this was going to be having a few friends in my kitchen. I had made a big pot of soup and was going to bake some bread. The RSVPs kept coming in, parents, kids, former work colleagues, people that I had last been in touch with like 5 years before. I soon realized, well, we obviously have to turn this into a potluck. a couple of days before the event, I started to panic and realized I need more chairs. So I was putting out calls to my friends. We need folding chairs. We need utensils. And we had in mid-February a gathering in my living room of people who were concerned, but they also really wanted community. We were bonding over these common feelings we were all having. I'll note that a lot of us are parents of school-age children, and so we were also concerned about what kind of place our kids are potentially going to inherit. Mm-hmm. And by the end of this meeting, we had generated this huge list of actions that we can all take, each in our own ways, recognizing our own power for change. And there was also a huge amount of support for starting a formal organization. And this is where Wes and Chris and I believed we have enough interest, we have enough motivation, we just need to do it. We don't need to wait for permission.
Yep. Now, we didn't mention Kristen Schumacher, also a co-founder of your organization. One of the things that I think you kind of got a preview of is what's happening to Bernie Sanders and AOC right now. The huge crowds that are turning out at these at these town halls. It's just an amazing thing. And you tapped into it early and saw quite the response yourself.
Yeah, we really did. And that's actually one of the things that motivated us to do it, right? So like Laurie, coming out of, especially right after the inauguration, I think a lot of us were like, what are we going to do, right? We have this feeling of needing to do something. And you see that in these crowds that are showing up at these rallies. And then people leave and they have this energy and they've got to do something with it. Right. Yeah. And so we like to think that, you know, there are lots of ways to participate in a democracy. And our take is that if you consider democracy as a 10-lane highway, people are going to be comfortable in particular lanes, right? And do what they want to do. So we're all about bringing people together and saying, who's up to do what? And we've got some people that are all in for going to the rallies, going to the protests, making a lot of noise. We've got other people that are like, I want to take my kids out and we're going to go chalk the entire neighborhood and make sure everybody knows there's an election coming up on April 1st.
That's a great idea.
Everything in between.
Yeah. I love the chalking idea. So now you've got, you know, a couple of points that you're certainly working on at this point, and that is the election of Susan Crawford to the Supreme Court.
Yep.
We've seen a lot of money pouring into that. I think George Soros has contributed some money, but I think the money that she has gotten amounts to a little over $1 million or so, where Brad Schimmel is getting money from Elon Musk, and I believe that's over $12 million. Hard for me to even say that large amount of money. So, it's quite top-heavy for Brad Schimmel.
Yeah, and, you know, for us, I think one of our core values or, you know, one of the things that brings us together is this idea of fairness, right?
Sure.
And if you think about how we have people like Elon Musk that are dumping so much money into these elections, I think a lot of people, certainly us and the people we talk to, they know that's not fair, right? And they know that's not, we don't want people buying elections and we don't want people buying Supreme Court seats. And we want to make sure that we're connecting with our neighbors, our friends, our communities on a human level and talking about what's important and why it's important that Susan Crawford be on this court and not that Brad Schimmel has his purchased seat for him from Elon Musk.
We're talking with Lori Silverberg and Wes Marner. They are the co-founders of Western Dane Democracy project. And Lori, I want to ask you, let's turn to a different race here. There are a couple of other things that are that the voters are considering. First of all, Jill Underley running for state school superintendent. Let's talk about that race a little bit and how you're focused on that.
Also, absolutely. Thank you. I mean, I think when we talk about core values, we can also all agree that we want strong public schools throughout the state of Wisconsin and throughout this country. We've also seen in the past week, basically the federal government taking a sledgehammer to the Department of Education. So now more than ever, we need somebody who can be a strong advocate for our public schools in the state of Wisconsin. One thing that's also important to realize is that 10% of our school budget currently comes from the federal government. So the incumbent, Dr. Jill Underley, she is tried and tested. She has spent her entire career advocating for our kids and for our schools. And we need somebody who is going to be able to continue that work, especially given the wide-ranging attacks on public education. Her opponent, she comes from the charter school industry. She is a lobbyist, and she is very much in favor of school vouchers. And ultimately, we need somebody who's going to make sure that these dollars for public education stay in our public schools.
That's right. I think there was an interview over the weekend where they featured her opponent, and she admitted that she was a lobbyist at one point. Not a lobbyist now, but a lobbyist at one point for private schools. And it's never a good thing. And this private school movement is really totally unfair. The money that they're taken away from public schools is egregious and has certainly held the public schools back in trying to at least, you know, improve the scores that we've been seeing, you know, kind of go down because of COVID, of course, and, you know, they're bringing them back up. And I guess the latest scores, reading scores, I guess were an improvement. So we're seeing the improvements. We just can't keep taking money away from the public schools and putting it toward private schools.
Exactly. We can't be making those transfers into the private sector like that out of public schools. And it's not even just that the entire school system loses. It has like a particular impact on disabled students and students that need educational plans, and they rely on the public school system to be able to be successful and get an education, and it's the federal money, and it is a strong public school system that makes that happen. You guys were talking, I think, in your last hour about, you know, at the federal level making these cuts to the Department of Agriculture, Department of Ed, and one of the really important things is going to be making sure that we have somebody leading DPI here in the state to resist what we're seeing coming down from the federal government, right? And the last thing I think any of us want is somebody who's going to be a lobbyist just sitting in the State Department of Education and just standing by and letting it all happen. That's not right. It's not fair for our kids, and it's not fair for Wisconsin, and that's why we're supporting Jill Underley.
Well, we're seeing also threats to the UW, to the system, rather. They're investigating the UW for DEI practices, which is unbelievable. It's not an illegal practice at all. It's just an idea. So they're attacking an idea, and they're going after the funding, federal funding for colleges, because of DEI practices. And I have a horrible feeling that this will bleed into the public school systems, K-12. And that's where I think it's going. If you get any kind of federal money for K-12, it's going to be affected, and they're going to be calling the curriculum and calling the shots on that as well. So it's a dictatorship. We have a dictatorship. That's the way I see it right now. And we have to do something about it. And I think you're coming in here at a right time.
We got just a couple of minutes left. Let's talk about the constitutional amendment on voter ID. We haven't really touched on that yet. Lori, tell us why this is on under the focus of your Western Dane Democracy Project.
Well, again, I mean, I think this ties exactly into the very meaning of democracy, right? I mean, our organization is out there to strengthen democracy, democratic institutions. There is now a constitutional amendment that is on the ballot. It's a stealth amendment. A lot of people that I talk to when I'm canvassing don't even realize that this is going to show up. But in brief, this is going to take our state's voter ID law, which is currently the law of the state and one of the strictest in the entire country, and put this in the Constitution. It will be incredibly difficult to change this voter ID law once it is in the Constitution. And ultimately, this is a voter suppression amendment. It's going to make it much harder for people to be able to vote. There's a sizable amount, proportion of Wisconsinites who do not have a valid, unexpired ID that shows their current address. These people simply are not going to be able to vote. And so we are encouraging everybody to vote no on this proposed amendment. Vote no.
Well, you know, what's looming out there is the fact that they're asking for proof of citizenship. And that's happened in other states. And at this point, we don't have that. And we have Governor Evers able to block that, of course, until he decides whether he's going to run or not. So, you know, we're very close to getting to that tipping point where women who have a different name on their birth certificate for their married name, we have a point where women are going to be blocked from voting in our society. And that's kind of what happened, I believe, just happened in New Hampshire, where many women were sent away. And they were trying, they have same day voting, and it's difficult to get all the paperwork and get the right paperwork if you brought in the wrong paperwork in the first place. And it became a horrible situation in New Hampshire. So we don't want to see that happen in this state either.
No, and I can say this as a woman who did change my name. I added a hyphen. It is a lot of work.
It's
a ton of paperwork. It's a lot of time sitting in a Social Security Administration office in the DMV, reapplying for passports. This is a tall order. And so to disenfranchise potentially 50% of the population is just an abomination.
It is.
Can't let that happen.
We have to leave it there. Thank you, Lori Silverberg, Wes Marner, Western Dane Democracy Project. You can go to their website, danedemocracy.org. You can also search for Western Dane Democracy Project on Blue Sky, Facebook, and Instagram. Lori, thank you very much. Wes, thank you as well.
Thank you. Thanks for letting me visit
the new studio.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Great
that.
Having you. We have to have you back sometime. Yep.
7:49, we will be back to wrap things up here on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Let it flow. In the sun, the rain, the snow.
What a great song.
Yeah.
Love is lovely.
Kind of.
Your favorite.
No.
Eric Clapton.
Yeah, I know Eric Clapton. You know, it is kind of a nice song. A little touchy-feely for me.
Okay. 7:52. Back to John and Gordy here as we wrap things up for this Monday, the very first day here in the brand new, beautiful studio that they have provided just for us. John and Gordy, we're going to have a ribbon cutting ceremony with the mayor in here pretty soon. And
it's the John and Gordy Cafe.
That's what it is.
It just went right over your head why I played that song, didn't it?
No, it didn't. It didn't I'm just about to.
Then tell us why.
If you wouldn't keep interrupting me, I would get.
Then tell us why. Catherine's about to barge in here and yell at us for it anyway.
Great. Well, let her in here. It's the break into spring text to win statewide contest.
Let it grow.
Today is the very first day.
Why are you mentioning it?
Let me explain this to you.
You're always whining and
let
complaining.
Let me explain it to you.
You have talking four about it. I mean, my God, it's just the contest, the largest contest
ever
is ever done
in the
biggest
state.
Biggest prize. You mentioned Burlo mattress at some point. You didn't mention the grand prize. I don't even understand what's going on in this show.
Yeah.
What have you done to this room? You look different.
we got some different chairs.
Yeah, they're really cool.
Yeah.
So back to the break into spring text to win statewide contest. You have four chances to win Monday through Friday here, 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. are the contest hours.
Yes.
And it's this week and next week, daily chances to win a Chula Vista getaway. Mm-hmm. Also, Milwaukee Brewer Club level tickets. These are great seats. Or $100 cash, and that's what's up for grabs for the next few minutes. You still have until 8 o'clock, as I've been telling you all morning long here during the 7 o'clock hour. To win $100 cash, you have to text the word into us. The word is grow. And that's why Sam was playing Let It Grow.
So after they win that prize, then yes. they're in for a grand prize?
Every single entry puts you into the grand prize drawing of a brand new queen-size mattress set from Verlo Mattress of Madison. So if you haven't already downloaded the Civic Media app, you should do that. It's free to download.
It's not only free to download, it's free altogether. Nope. There's no charge on that app. Not just free to download, free to use.
It's what Gail King would call a deal.
Oh, here we go with Gail King.
That's Todd Halva's favorite phrase.
I know it. So you have about six more minutes, 5.5 minutes actually, to text the word GROW to us. If you're not using the app and you're just using your phone, you can do it at 608-879-8255. Okay? And you'll have more chances to win 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and 4 o'clock today. And all this week and all next week.
So let me get this straight.
Yeah.
We went from a tiny little desk, you know, that you could barely fit your microphones on, let alone all your papers. Now you're spread out all over the place.
We are.
And your new complaint is, it's too much space. I can't remember what to do.
You could land a plane on this desk.
You could land
We're
going to
play
plane.
Ping pong this afternoon.
I'm going to bring you ping pong paddles.
I'm sitting here. He's going to sit over there.
I think
and we'll
you
just
absolutely
across.
Should do that.
Need a little net right in between here.
Is there a camera that will catch both of you?
I think
like,
so.
Like good tennis.
It's going to be great. It's really. I mean, I'm really. They really did a fantastic job.
Yeah. They did.
I mean, hats off to our engineering crew. And they're not quite done yet. There's a few more bells and whistles they're going to put in here.
Yeah.
Put in some new cameras and new lighting and everything. But, great
Still
job.
Still managed to complain. Too much space now.
Right.
Well, it's pretty big.
Oh.
You know.
By the way, I got a couple of more things I got to say here, okay?
Oh, okay, sure.
I know we could sit here and
I'll just sit back.
He's not even looking at you. He's got his shoulder to you. What's going on?
Because when we have a guest, never mind, over there, we have to turn the cameras. Anyway, the Verlo mismatch sale is happening right now. It's their biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, the same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. So hurry in now, save an additional 10% off of every mattress and box spring. Wake up and sleep better. Verlo Mattress of Madison, two locations, east side and west side, or go to verlo.com. This portion of the show also brought to you by David J. Frank, currently celebrating their 65th anniversary. Providing more commercial landscape management to Madison and the surrounding areas. You've seen their work at Hilldale Shopping Center, also on the UW campus and the state capitol. And you can check them out at davidjfrank.com. That's davidjfrank.com.
I love David J. Frank. They were doing the Capitol lawn the day I went up there to catch audio for, I don't even remember, the mayor was going to talk, a bunch of people. And I'm waiting for them to come out to do this press conference on the front steps, and the lawnmower's blowing right there.
Perfect.
And I'm looking at the press lady, and do you think maybe we should try and get this? She goes, oh, I don't know that we can stop that. I don't know. And she was really nervous. So I just looked at the lawn guy, gave him the cut signal.
Really?
Boom! Turned it off right away.
Wow.
For the entire, he sat there waiting for the entire press conference, and as soon as it was over, I looked at him, and he goes, great, turned it back on and kept going. That was Frank. That was Frank.
David J. Frank. See, they're smart.
They're not just smart. They're
courteous.
Kind and courteous.
Well, maybe they're looking for somebody to, you know, for wrong directions.
And plus, he's
maybe you want. Maybe should work for them.
Well, plus he's hourly, so what does he care? He can turn it off in 20 minutes. Take a have a smoke break.
Yeah, there you go.
Way to take away from Frank.
Yeah, take away the goodness, the kindness just of that individual, and now you've just made it into something where he's just going to take a break.
They do wonderful work. DavidJFrank.com. That's DavidJFrank.com.
Hey, you know we're going to be doing another show.
Yes, it's a double dose of John and Gordy. We'll be on the air from 2 until 4, filling in for Maggie Dawn.
That's right.
Yeah. And we're doing that all this week. So tune in. Okay. Tomorrow on the show, Jim Santel. Okay.
All right. And one of the amazing things is we'll be asking about who is a domestic terrorist.
Yes.
That's the big topic this afternoon.
Stephanie Miller is next. We'll talk to you in 22 hours. Have a great day from John and Gordy.
John in the morning,
as we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.